This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, white privilege? I know who you are out there. I have my suspicions, you conservatives. Look, there are black people listening to my show and write to me and tell me, Kev, I'm so glad to know you're out there. Man, it's like these men on islands out there, women, men and women on islands going, Kevin, I didn't realize you exist, you know. And I'm glad to get their mail and let them know, no, we exist and we exist. There are people around them that are there. They just have the guts. There are these individuals out there like me that have the guts. They're willing to stand alone and say, I don't care. And there are a bunch of people ready to follow them. You know what they're waiting on? They're waiting for that second person to join them to say, do you know this dude that got guts right here? And the next thing you know, Donald Trump has double the amount of black support than he had before. Because you guys heard this, right? Donald Trump is polling at double than what he did with blacks in the past since his election. Despite all the nonsense going on about it, he's a racist, he's polling double. That's got to be the scariest thing for the left in a long time, because these clowns believe they're making headway, and they're not. Donald Trump is winning. White privilege. Look at you little pretty selves out there. Little fish belly white people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com if you want to call us, 844-551-8255. So we're talking about the truth. And of course, the opposite, the ancillary of the truth, is the lie. So we're talking about the truth and the lie. And what the left is good at is obfuscating the truth, not telling you the truth. Sometimes they just blatantly lie. Other times they do worse than that. They give you a partial truth, which hides the lie. Yeah, that's what they do. And they know this. They're good at it. They excel at it. Stephen King had a saying about the truth. He says, fiction is the truth inside the lie. What a great way to think about that. And let me tell you, what a work of fiction. Everything the left presents to you. They present to you immigration's good for this economy, that Muslims are not terrorists. You can see it for yourself. You know, it isn't like you got to go hunt for the idea that Muslims are terrorists. They are. I'm not telling you they all are, but the overwhelming majority of Muslims are terrorists. But I'm going to play an impassioned speech by Cory Booker. We're going to cover that this hour and show you how this man obfuscates the lie. He hides it from you. He gives you partial truths. And I mean, I'm talking about just flimsy, hanging on to the truth like a hair on a biscuit. Fiction is the truth inside the lie. Stephen King also said, only enemies speak the truth. Friends and lovers lie endlessly, caught in the web of duty. That's what the left is experiencing. They got friends and lovers over there going, it's my duty to continue this lie. Donald Trump is a racist. The conservative movement is racist. All these different things. White people are evil. They have privilege. Black people are being downtrodden. So are all other minorities. Women are being abused. And they got people around them going, yes, yeah, strange, yay. Who, you go, girl. And it'll be billionaires. It'll be Oprah Winfrey going, yep, me too. Yeah, they all want you to believe this lie. The lie that America is oppressing women, keeping them down. I only make 79 cents to your dollar. And then they get people like Wahlberg who says, I'll give up my $1.5 million because I'm a draw in the movie because some chick got $1,000 scale. Forgetting that $1,000 a day ain't too bad a living. I'm just telling you what's going on. We're going to give you the truth here even if it hurts. If it hurts me. Why not? I got no time to try to, you know, make myself look good and, you know, oh, here's this or that. Look, that just is nonsense. This is not about, if I weren't trying to come on this radio and give you what I believe is 100% truth, then I wouldn't do it. Why? Why bother? leftists listening. I have no, there's no dog in the hunt for me to tell you something because I have an ideological bent towards it. I tell people this, I've said it before, I'll say it a thousand times. If Barack Obama had been a good president, I'd be on this radio going, the guy was amazing. He was awesome. You know, let's admit it, conservatives. The dude did what he said he was, but he wasn't. He wasn't good at anything. That's it. Well, I take that back. He was good at making people believe he was good. On the left, he didn't fool us, but he could fool them because he had the presence. And if you're in the presence, if what you like is a guy that wears a suit and makes it look like he's stylish, you know, and comes out and he says, all right, thanks. Makes you feel good because he talks to you like this here. Then congratulations. You got yourself a great president. But if you want to measure him on what he actually did, you got one of the worst presidents in history. I believe the worst in the modern era. Undoubtedly. So, Kevin, you just don't like. I don't care about him to like or dislike any more than I care about Trump. It probably surprises some people who think that I'm in some ideologue over Donald Trump. I could not care less. But you know what I like? I like accountability. I like results. And the results I'm seeing from this guy boggle my mind. Well, not really, because I knew it was possible. I was a guy like Donald Trump sitting around going, I could be a better president than Barack Obama. I don't even have to think about that. I know more about this country and how to make it safe and how to make it run better economically. And in fact, I told anybody who would listen, you go back and listen to any old shows I had where Donald Trump was, when he got the nomination, and I said, here's why Trump is going to be good if he wins, and I believe he will. And I said that early on. If he wins, I said, Donald Trump will use the American economy like nobody has before. He understands it 100%. He does understand the art of the deal. And he's going to use this economy in ways that were unimaginable to somebody, certainly like Barack Obama. And what happened? He got elected. The very first move he made is a move that I would have made, particularly if I bragged and said, I'll save Carrier, is he went out and he did it. And he did it exactly the way I said. He did it with ease. And now the rest is history, as they say. And now he's gone on and he's bringing back manufacturing. And he's doing it in exactly the way, quite frankly, not exactly, but in similar ways that I would do it. And I'll be blunt. I think he's doing it better. I would have been good, but I think he's doing it better because his experience is better in that regard. I've got a lot, but he's got more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about lies and truths and the lies and truths of education is one. Can we talk education for just a bit? Well, we're going to. We all have a favorite teacher, right? And one of my friends told me there's always one teacher that he had a crush on. He says it was his wife's aerobic instructor. Oh, my goodness. We covered truisms a while back. It's one of the programs that we were doing in our lecture series for the church. We covered truisms. I do feel like at times this is a church that we're preaching. But not getting preachy. Being preached to is good. Sometimes you need a brother to preach to you. Preach, brother, preach. There's a saying, education begins at home. And that's true. Once you have your little baby, your little parents, whatever, you then say, okay, I'm going to start teaching you. And it's you mostly, but then guess what? Grandma comes in, whatever, babysitters, etc. They have influences. But for the most part, education begins at home. Your child is set for life based on the things that you imprint upon them. That's what you hope, right? You say, don't you steal. You know, you grab your kiddo, he does something, you know, he or she does something, and you take him back to the store. You tell Mr. So-and-so that you're wrong, and that imprints on a kid, and they're like, and they're like, I'll never do that again, right? And so then they grow up and they become a person of character. They don't steal. They don't cheat. They don't litter. You know, they do. They become good stewards of the planet and so on and so forth. And we all believe that we are instilling these types of character traits into our kids. And I would ask you, why is it that the leftists, they do everything that we just talked about? They litter, they cheat, they steal, they borrow and never give stuff back. I mean, they are the worst. The worst. So the better question might be, where does education end? We talked about this study that kids leave home, they're church-going kids within a certain amount of time. Certainly by the end of college, I think they said something like 8% of church-going kids continue going to church. They've beaten 92% of the God out of people, essentially, by the time you get out of college. They convince these kids it's a waste of time. Don't misunderstand me. You're in college partying on a Saturday night. I get it. You don't get up and go to church the next morning as readily as you may have in the past. I get it. But I'm talking about they don't even want anything to do with the church. It's been talked out of them. They become, you know, Nietzsche disciples or whatever, and, you know, agnostics at best and atheists at worst. It's crazy. They leave you. They leave all your values, things that you've instilled in them from a little bit. I think it was one of the Germans that said, you give me a child of 6 years old, and by the time he's a man, he or she is a man, I will have made them what I want them to be. You believe you've made your children what you want them to be. But does education begin at home? Because if it does, why aren't they imprinting on you for conservative values? We're supposed to be split in this country, conservative values, and I mean, you would think we'd have half of the kids in college that would at least believe what we believe. So what happens? They get imprinted on by other people, huh? Where does education end? Well, I can tell you, for conservatives, education ends for them when they leave home because you're no longer the influence and you haven't imprinted. You know who's imprinted? Hollywood, entertainment, and all other kinds of factors. And then government takes over for reals because government is indoctrinating them the whole time. You think, oh, I've been imprinting, but the government says, no, 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 you send them to me for 8 hours a day, 7-8 hours a day, and then I'll send them back home to you. And you think, no, 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 I'm the one imprinting. This here my juke joint. These here my kids. And then your kids come home and they're like, hey, Dad, Mom, there's an interesting concept about something that they were talking about at my school. And you're like, I hate that. What's going on with that? I don't like that curriculum and all that, but nothing changes. Do you change the textbooks? I played a clip the other day of what's being taught. LGBT history, it isn't even history. It's, well, so-and-so could have been gay because he, you know, he never got married. Oh, you mean he was a lifelong bachelor playing the field, huh? Okay. No, no, he was gay. Maybe. I don't know. But let's print it that way. What are you doing? Are you really monitoring the curriculum? Are you really involved to the point that in the old days where we did get imprinted? When your parents told you something, it was imprinted because you didn't have the influence of TV and the internet and all the debauchery that's thrown into your life every single day, day in and day out. And you think you as a parent control what your kid sees on that big encyclopedia that's on their phone, that world wide web that's got more information on it than the collective stuff, the collective everything of man is held in their hands. We are immensely more educated than our loincloth progeny, but are we really more intelligent? Look at the preconceived notion of the leftists. Blacks, they say, are too stupid to get ID to vote. They then work backwards. The left dumbed down blacks by allowing us to get lower grades to get into better schools. So we get to see just how stupid we are at the best universities. And ultimately, we either drop out or they allow us to skate by. Yeah, they go, oh, look, Mr. Black Kiddo, Mr. Colored Fella, you graduated from Harvard. Why don't you go out there and be president and be the worst one ever? And people go, oh, well, he went to Harvard. And all this began with these stellar failure factories in black neighborhoods that we wrongly call schools. Because last time I checked, schools educate. Black schools don't educate, they indoctrinate. It is merely a stopping point for a lot of these kids going to prison or into menial jobs where they have no contribution. They don't challenge these kids to really find out the inner beauty of whatever it is that they want, whatever it is that they can create, what they can do. There's a saying, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Well, you're witnessing it every single day when you watch people like these congressional black circus clowns, Maxine Waters and others, who say, I'm not going to go to the State of the Union of Barack, of Donald Trump, because he's a racist. And you watch guys like Don Lemon go, he called African countries crap holes, and he's a racist, and I'm just not going to come, and blah, blah, blah. And all of them are disingenuous to their rotten cores. And they want to get blacks frothing at the mouth. I got to admit, that's a racist thing to say right there. And everybody's chiming in. What? They're going to go help Africa? They're going to run over there and help the loincloth brethren to get educated? Do you know what Donald Trump said to you and Buku about you? I don't know. I have to go get water for my family. I would be back in 2 hours. Such a joke. I want to jump into this Cory Booker statement because, and I'm going to rip this guy a new one because he deserves it. He made his campaign speech before Congress, and it was the most condescending, it was the worst piece of drivel, and I promise you the left is salivating over it right now. They're over there high-fiving. Woo! Corey, you are awesome, my friend. I can't believe I let you put that white woman in her place. Yay, look at you, boy. Talk about it when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You want to hear some nonsense? Cory Booker. He gave a "I want to be president in 2020 speech. And he doesn't even understand how bad of a mistake that he made. So cue that clip for me. I want you to hear it. It's about 3 minutes long, but you got to hear the whole thing. And then I promise you, I'm going to crush this bug. This is a guy who is essentially saying to Black America, "I don't care about you. I'll use you. I'll pretend to be outraged." And what's so sad about it is it's such a metrosexual pansy speech at the end of it. He's tough with this woman. I want you to imagine for a second as you're listening to this. This is a white woman. I believe she's over at Homeland Security or something. I don't know. And Cory Booker essentially says, "You just be quiet there, white woman." And nobody says a word. They don't talk about the war on women. They don't talk about him being a misogynist. They don't talk about him being a racist. He just is what he is. But I want you to listen to this drivel that this guy wants to sell you as, "Oh my gosh, I'm so outraged. I had so much anger inside of me." He was chewing on his anger. Let's play the clip.
By him because they're so hardworking. Let me finish.
Happy to.
Let me just draw a connection of why that matters. I'm sure you remember the six words from our president, the six words that he said after Charleston, Virginia last summer. People marching with tiki torches and hate, when he said there are very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides. When the commander-in-chief speaks or refuses to speak, those words just don't dissipate like mist in the air. They fester. They become poison. They give license to bigotry and hate in our country.
I stopped it there just to, originally I was going to play the whole thing. Let me stop it because I want to parse this. He wants you to believe that Donald Trump sided with white supremacists. Anymore, but he doesn't say, "Oh, well, he also sided with Black Lives Matter." He said there are good people on both sides of this, meaning on both sides of the issue. There are people that don't want Muslims, do want Muslims, or whatever. There are good people that he's saying that probably want to get to a compromise. And what these guys want to do, oh, no, no, he's talking about how great these white supremacists are. Well, then isn't he equally talking about the great people on the other side, the Black Lives Matter? Why doesn't Cory bring that up? Cory Booker's a fraud. I got to tell you, honest to goodness, I'm so sick of these people. I can't even see straight at times. They they don't frustrate me in the sense of, you know, oh, we're losing against them. They frustrate me because it's like you can't train them. You know, they're just idiots. And let me tell you, if you're listening to this program and you're one of them, you should really consider, you should consider leaving that side of the aisle. That's got, how do you rationalize a guy like him? And then, but let's go on. I want you to hear some more of this.
True. I know you're aware of a 2017 GAO report that found, and I quote, out of the 85 violent extremist incidences that resulted in deaths since September 12, 2001, far right-wing violent extremist groups were responsible for 73%. When I go through the Black Belt in the South, when I'm in Atlanta, black churches in Newark, they're concerned about jihadist Islamic terrorism. We watched the Twin Towers from Newark get down. But since 9/11, 85 violent incidents, 73%, were with people that hold bigoted, hateful ideas about minorities. One American killed in Charleston, Virginia, and dozens injured. 9 Americans killed in a church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina by a white supremacist. An American killed and another wounded in Kansas after a white supremacist targeted them for their ethnicity, saying, get out of my country. Six Americans killed and 4 others wounded in Wisconsin, where white supremacists targeted individuals for their religion. The commander-in-chief, in an Oval Office meeting, referring to people from African countries and Haitians with the most vile and vulgar language.
I stopped it there for a reason. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. This man is unhinged. He's a lunatic. And if I were that woman, I would have interrupted him. I would have said, you know what? You want to talk about 73%? Let's talk about 73%. Let's talk about 73% of the black women raising their children by themselves in this country, and you don't seem to care. You, Cory Booker, seem to care about Africans. You seem to care about Haitians, but you don't seem to care about your own people in this country. Because if you did, you'd be solving that problem. I'll tell you something else that you didn't report about in your statistics, Cory Booker. You didn't report about the amount of crime that comes from people with your skin color on people of other color in this country. You don't want to talk about that. You don't want to talk about the amount of crime that people of your color commit on the very same people of your color in their own neighborhoods. You don't want to talk about that. You want to bring up statistics and you then say, oh, well, it was a right-wing hate group and give me some GAO report. Who are you to say what is a hate group or not? You don't even report the statistics of BLM when they go kill cops in Dallas. Was that not a hate crime? Was that listed in your group of different crimes? What about when the boys on Facebook, the gangbangers, decided they were going to rape a young black girl? Did you report that crime in your GAO statistics? What crimes are you missing, Cory Booker? You want to look at this country and talk about it in terms of color? You look at what your color is doing in America that you overlook, and you want everybody to be accepting, and you won't even address the issues in your own community. How many daddies are with their kids? How many daddies are in prison? How many of these kids are out doing things that they shouldn't be doing? How much racism are you fomenting when your people openly talk about crackers and all this other stuff? Openly racist. What are you doing? He's doing nothing. How pathetic. I don't care what anybody thinks, you know, coming out of my voice. As a black man in America, I'm going to tell you, you can call me Step and Fetch It, Uncle Tom, whatever, coon, name it. That, what he did, is the biggest cooning and clowning I've ever seen in my life. Because let me tell you something. I truly want to solve problems in the black community. I don't want black kids being looked at as thugs. And the only way to change that is stop them from being thugs. And if you think that Cory Booker's concerns about what Donald Trump theoretically said about African countries, which, by the way, are exactly what he described, they're crap holes, Cory Booker knows it. And you know what? Donald Trump didn't have to go to Africa to find crap holes. All he had to do was follow around every member of the Congressional Black Caucus, and he will see crap holes like he's never seen before. Cory Booker doesn't want to mention that because it doesn't fit the narrative. Cory Booker wants black folks in America to believe Donald Trump is racist. And he's racist because he brought up crap holes in Africa that, by the way, not a black person in America gives a crap about. Now, I said it. They don't care about Africa. They talk a big game. I'm African American, man. You don't care about Africa, period. White folks, when black people talk about Africa, usually just stop them and say, look, no offense, you don't give a crap about Africa. You been? You donated money? You taking care of Mbuku in some village? I bet you money you don't do anything. The only thing you do about Africa is you hold up the flag. You know, you take those black, green, and red colors and act as if you've got some tie to the motherland. You haven't even done your ancestry DNA to know what part of Africa you're from. And they pretend. Cory Booker acts like he cares about that. Ask him, hey, Cory, what legislation have you proposed that's going to do something to help Africa? Just curious. Nothing? Any one of those legislators. Oh, they'll travel there from time to time so they can say, I was in Africa and I watched the people there and they hate Donald Trump. They want to see Donald Trump impeached. They don't care about these people. Just everybody is there to be used. And it makes for good theater, because that's all Cory Booker did. He gave good theater, because he's looking for an award, because what he said had no meaning and no bearing on this country whatsoever.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Steer Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cory Booker's a big old baby. That's what he is. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Big old metrosexual pansy. I cried. He gave me tears. Ah, whatever. Lying scumbag. He doesn't care. Cory Booker doesn't care about Africans. He doesn't care about, finger quotes, African Americans. He cares about votes. He cares about staying in power. He cares about setting himself up to run against Trump. Bring it, Cory Booker. Make Kamala Harris your VP. Or better yet, Oprah or Michelle Obama or whomever. You're going to get your butts kicked in 2018. And you want to know why, leftists? You're going to get your butts kicked. I know the majority of my audience is conservatives, but leftists are listening. And if they're not, you need to tell them. They're going to get their butts kicked in 2018 because they are disingenuous ideologues. They don't care about people. They care about whatever their idea is. They must win at all costs. It doesn't matter if their idea is the destruction of their families, if it's the destruction of their communities, if it's the destruction of this country. They don't care. And I just gave you the secret decoder ring. Because let me tell you what leftists do. They destroy families. That's the first thing they do. And once they destroy the family, they destroy their culture, which is exactly what black folks have done. Leftists have destroyed the black family, ergo the black culture. They want black people to believe we're all united, fighting together for the cause, against evil. The most evil man to black people in decades just left the White House. They don't see it. The guy who's helped blacks the most in decades just entered the White House and he's proven it. They don't see it. Because they've been taught bizarro world opposite, that the bad is good, good is bad. But they pretend that they care about black folks. Black folks are killing other black folks. And you know what black legislators and black leaders do? They ignore it. And they tell you, what are you doing talking about that? You can't be talking about that. Let's not talk about no black on black crime. But there's white on white crime. There's brown on brown crime. Well, yeah, but there's more in the black community. And by the way, why would you even look at them? If you want us to be monolithic, why are we killing each other like this? You can tell me about white-on-white crime and brown-on-brown crime and any other kind of crime. They are not forced to be monolithic. You are. So you want me to have solidarity, to have, you know, camaraderie with my fellow brother, the color. The person's got the color of my skin. And yet, you're the most dangerous person on the planet to me. Doesn't even make common sense in any way, shape, or form. These are a bunch of ethnocentric racists who don't care about one another. They don't care about the motherland, the origins of black people, but they will tout it like you wouldn't believe. And don't you dare get them an ancestry test. Don't you dare buy it. I'd love to see Cory Booker take his ancestry DNA. That sucker's going to be at least 25% white. At least, probably 30. But he'll pretend to be, I'm all black. I'm down with my brothers and sisters. I can't believe they made me cry. Let's play the rest. We played part of his little speech there where he was chastising that white woman. You listen here, white woman. Boy, he had to feel good. And think about it. Think about how much of a punk you have to be for you to sit there and chastise a woman. Practically beat her down. He might as well have grabbed her by the head and slapped her. And nobody say a word. It was like a sissy fight. That's why nobody said a word. They were like, it's just a couple of girls. Let them fight it out. I'd have interrupted him. Oh, man, I'd have interrupted him. I'd have said, yeah, well, you know what? You can be all sanctimonious as you want to be, Cory Booker. But don't get me airing out your dirty laundry and all the members of the Congressional Black Circus. I know she couldn't have said that because she ain't black, right? I'd have given him something to think about. Donald Trump would have fired me because I'd have been like, yeah, well, let's talk about the black condition, Corey. Let's talk about it. What do you know about Africa? You seem to be very concerned about them. Which country are you willing to take on? I'm just curious. Which one have you taken on? And which one of these cities are you going to own up to? Because you got some bad ones. Massachusetts is full of bad cities where black people are not getting over. Boston. Let's start there. How are blacks faring in Boston? Boston. How they doing in New York? How they doing in Chicago? How they doing in Detroit? Baltimore? Cleveland? Yeah? Cincinnati? St. Louis? They doing okay? Okay, all right, Corey. I see you're on top of it.
The commander-in-chief, in an Oval Office meeting, referring to people from African countries and Haitians with the most vile and vulgar language. That language festers. When ignorance and bigotry is allied with power, it is a dangerous force in our country. Your silence and your amnesia is complicity. Right now in our nation, we have a problem. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent on white supremacist hate groups. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent concerned about the people in fear in communities in this country. Sikh Americans, Muslim Americans, black Americans. The fact pattern is clear of the threats in this country. I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that hurt and that pain and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues, saying I've already answered that line of questions when tens of millions of Americans are hurting right now because of what they're worried about what happened in the White House. That's unacceptable to me.
Tens of millions of Americans are hurting. That what they heard in the White House, that's a lie. Tens of millions of Americans are going, preach on, Donald Trump. Look, welcome back, everybody, by the way. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Cory Booker is a liar. He's a typical leftist. He thinks he's going to make hay out of a comment made, supposedly, made by Donald Trump. But now Dick Durbin's going, well, he didn't exactly say, you know, crap hole. He might have just said, you know, countries that, you know, that really kind of suck. Really? Oh, and nobody else has ever said that. Let me tell you, I've called them that. I proudly tell you, I've called those countries that. And let me tell you why. I've been there. And I've been to a lot of them. And they are exactly as described. No, in fact, they're worse. They're worse. I've seen animals that live better than I've seen people live in some of these countries. So don't try to tell this brother what, you know, a crap hole country looks like, because I know. And let me tell you, I've already explained this to you guys. This is spinning back on the left. It's outrageous. Think about all the things that they've tried to do. And I asked this question the other day. Where is Michael Wolff, fire and fury guy? Who said Donald Trump was unhinged and unfit to be president and everybody wanted him out? Where is he? He's disappeared. Where's Hillary Clinton? She was all in the news talking about this, that, and the other. You know who you've got in the news right now? You've got a bunch of clowns. You've got Maxine Waters talking about impeachment. You had the NAACP Image Awards, where all they did was make it a bash Trump deal and talk about Oprah for president. Bring it. Bring Oprah Winfrey for president. I'd love to see it. Bring Michelle Obama. I'm telling you guys right now, you better grow a pair and understand that the reason why we're going to win is because we are winners. I'll talk to you about the law of attraction in a bit because I wanted to come back. I've been waiting to talk about this subject for quite some time. We are winners. We will ourselves to win. And you know how we do it? It isn't some mystical, magical thing like the Gasparini thing. No, it's not that. There's a thinker that's, you know, anyway, I'm not going to go into the detail around it. But here's the thing. We don't, it isn't like we're sitting around going, okay, I wish, I hope it happened. I hope. We have made it happen because what we've done is allowed the left to have nirvana. They got nirvana. They got it all. They had their black president who is presidential. They had their Congress. They had their Senate. They had their media. They had all the systems in place to keep black people down, to keep people down that they didn't want, to keep the minions doing exactly what they wanted to do. They had a crooked government that they were happy to continue to keep it. They made it more crooked. But Barack Obama made the government more crooked, I mean, by geometric measures, more crooked than any administration. They had it all. And they still couldn't stop you. You want to know why? Because you methodically, just election and election, issue by issue, have showcased their lunacy. And now you got Cory Booker talking about 10 million Americans are hurting over Donald Trump calling these countries what they are. That is a lie. Let them live the lie. Let them have it. Let Cory Booker believe that he's making a difference, that his speech, because he's going to go back and go, it was such a powerful speech, Senator Booker. You're amazing.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.